Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Mu'anna Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtusab. Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Man Qabati Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala Anum Ajma'in. Siyadi Dami Poshida Jamale Haki Tabani. صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی وسلطان جہاں کے قلب میں تا فقر پنہانی وسلطان جہاں کے قلب میں تا فقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہاں بانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی ربانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی ربانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی سیادی داہ میں پوشیدہ جمال حق کی تابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشیدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی فرزانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابہ راہ سنت کا تشیدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی فرزانی یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست و شان رسالت کا یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوستو شان رسالت کا, شتر بانوں کو بخشی جس نے آداب جہابانی, شتر بانوں کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہابانی, سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی, صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی, خدا ان سے راضی اور عرب سے ہوئے راضی, شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی, خدا ان سے راضی اور عرب سے ہوئے راضی, شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی, بلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا, بلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا, کہ ہے منصوص ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی, سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی, صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی, صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں, کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی, صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں, کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی, صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے, صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے, جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی, جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی, سیاہ دیدہ میں پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی, صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful ash'ar of our Shaykh poems with regard to the manqabat of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that is the praises of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. We should try and come in the habit whenever we hear any Sahabi's name to say radiyallahu anhu wa anhum, that we make dua for him particularly with Sahabi, and include all the Sahaba also. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, as Hazrat explains in this poem also, they are the greatest teachers of this ummah, and they have taught us all the ulum and knowledge of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So they have got great, great favors upon us. And for a person who teaches you one word, you really are a slave of that person. And the Sahaba who taught us the whole deen, and in the perfect and proper way, in word and in spirit, every way they've conveyed the deen to us, so they have got a very great right upon us. And we should try and fulfill the least we can do, is whenever we hear their name, that we say, radiyallahu anhum, anhu wa anhum. And even in a bayan, anywhere where we're reading a kitab also, usually perhaps it happens that when we are reading in a kitab also, and the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and we don't read sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we just read what the subject is. But we should definitely make it a point that we read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's name come, then also. And all the other great buzurgs, etc. Rahimuhumullah. Rahmatullah alayhim. Whatever. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Siyadida me poshida jamali haqqi tabani. They were like ordinary people, but in there was hidden the great qudrat of Allah ta'ala. The Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were just like ordinary people, but in their, when they accepted Islam, simple people, many were very poor. Afterwards, they became extremely rich. When all the conquest took place everywhere, they became extremely rich. But even in that simple condition of theirs, there was Jamal-e-Haq, and not only the beauty of the truth, but kitabani, that is, the truth, the beauty of the truth of Allah was boiling over in them. So much they had in them. Sahaba ki diloku jisne baksha noore yazdani. The hearts of the Sahaba, whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with the permanent noor that Allah declared for them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them, forever Allah is pleased with them. And really, the pleasure of Allah is the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, where Allah will declare to the people of Jannat, I'm pleased with you, and I will never be displeased with you again. That is, and those people who have a little bit of reality of life, of deen, this is their greatest concern, whether Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us or not. Hazrat Maulana Shaykhul Islam, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Hassan Sahib, when he was in jail in Malta, one time they saw that he was very, very concerned, very deeply concerned. So those around him thought perhaps he's missing his family people, very sad, very grieved, etc., or for some other reason. Then when they asked him, he said, all that is nothing to me. What I'm worried, that all this what we are doing, whether it's accepted by Allah or not. And today we hardly think. We made our Maghrib namaz now. We don't think whether it's accepted or not. We just like not worried about it. As other things, we get worried. When we counting the takings of the day, then also we want it to reach a certain limit. We are worried, is it going to reach that limit? My take over for the month, etc. And when my financials are worked out, am I really making, how much profit have I made? But our ibadat, we don't even think about it, whether it is accepted or not. And there are so many things that, first of all, to get tawfiq, how many things? There are rukawat, impediments that don't make us make ibadat. We miss our jamaat, we miss our takbir-e-ula, we don't do what we have to do, sleep overtakes us, we don't finish our ma'amulat, etc. Other occupations come, we don't do the amal. If we do it, then are we doing it properly or not? Or namaz also, the main ibadat, are we doing it properly or not? Or are we just doing it haphazardly? All our other work of deen. Then is it accepted by Allah or not? That we don't even give it a thought. And that is the most important, whether acceptance by Allah. And then is it preserved by Allah till when we reach Allah? It comes that, man ja'a bil hasanati, not man amila bil hasana, not a person who made a good deed, but who made it and came with it. That is important. We get paid at work on the 25th, whichever. Now we are just happy I got the money in my pocket. But am I going to reach home safe with it or not? Or will I be robbed on the way? So shaitan is also all the time behind us. That whatever amal we do, and we should have this concern. Wo sultani jahan the, qalb mein tha, faqr pinhani. They were the kings of the world, but in their heart they were poverty was hidden in their hearts. They just dunya didn't mean anything. They were the kings, but all the kingdom and all the riches meant absolutely nothing to them. And that is also one great quality a person should strive for, that he becomes even extremely rich, but this riches mean nothing to him. And mashallah, there are such great people even presently in the ummah. Though they have so much, but they kept their lifestyle very, very simple. The person who wanted to build this masjid for us, Marhum Salih Faqir, he was at that time he was a millionaire when there were hardly millionaires. And but his lifestyle, down to earth completely. His family, his children, kept them all very, very, very simple, the very basic, and led a very simple life. So this is a great quality. But today we hardly have anything, and we want to show that we are very rich, and we want to make a big show. Hazrat Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali explained of a certain family of his acquaintances in Madras or somewhere, that if you would go to their house, and from outside you think you are by a stable, nothing whatsoever. But inside, they had all their comforts. They didn't make a show out of it. And we hardly got anything, and we invite the crooks, the robbers. We make as though we got a lot of money. And then they want to rob us, they want to hijack us, they want to kidnap us. But if you live a very simple way, then you are safe in every way, even from your own pride, etc., which comes in a person. Maqam-e abdiyat ke saath thi unki jahan bani. With the maqam-e abdiyat, which is a great thing, the position by Allah Ta'ala to be a banda, a slave. And this is what we have to strive for, to become really the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Now, whether we are poor, we are the slaves of Allah. Worst pride is that of a poor person. He has got nothing to be proud of, and he is proud. And the greatest humility is that of a rich person, that he has got everything, but he is still humble. So maqam-e abdiyat is a very high position by Allah Ta'ala. They hate that, and kisat thi unki jahan bani, but they ruled the world with that. They were very simple, down-to-earth people, but they ruled the world with that. Today we see clearly, the person forget all government people who are in government, the presidents, prime ministers, ministers, etc. Any other person also, just a little bit money. Well, once in the process of the building of the madrasa here, we had given the contract to two brothers. And as soon as they got the contract, they did not even receive payment still. They already pulled out two top of the range BMWs. They were very ordinary people. But just because they got the contract, then it didn't work out for whatever reason. But they already went and pulled out two BMWs. So that is some when it goes to our head. That whatever we just have, and it goes to our head, and we try and show we are very wealthy, and what the car, we want to impress people with our clothes, with our cars, with the holidays that we go for, whatever else we want to. But the real position is those who have got everything, rulers of the world, the Sahaba. But at the same time, maqam-e abdiyat, humble and down to earth in everything. خدا دیدا نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تھا صحابہ نے. The صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, it was as though they had seen Allah, the contact with Allah Ta'ala. What were their namazes? And namaz which Allah has given us also. And Allah Ta'ala presents himself the closest to a banda when he's in namaz. When a person gets the tawfiq of making two rakats of namaz, nafal, faraz, whatever, whenever he engages in namaz, Allah has blessed him with the most noble, superior act in the world. There is nothing more greater, but we don't feel it. Namaz, we just made it, it was like a ritual. and we just passed it through and finished. But we don't, if we give it a little thought, that whenever we start namaz, Ya Allah, you have engaged me now and give me the opportunity of the greatest thing in the world. And not even the greatest, but all the things of the world put together, which we might think of great and high and honorable, it doesn't come one but near namaz. And then in namaz, Allah Ta'ala, He reveals Himself to us. This is what for the Sahaba, Khuda Dida Nazar ko, chuke dekha tha Sahaba ne, because they saw Allah Ta'ala. Anta'abudallah ka annaka tarah, that you should worship Allah as though you see Allah. And that was their ibadah. And there were so many other individuals in the ummah also, their namaz was of that quality. So when Allah, and in namaz, Allah tells a person that, I've presented myself to you. I am the greatest. Have you found somebody else more greater than me that you are not thinking about me? You're not engaged with me. I am the most beautiful. Have you found somebody else more beautiful? I am the most consoling. Have you found somebody else who can console you? What condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their namazes. So we should also try and work on our namazes as though we seeing Allah Ta'ala in our ibadat, and the greatest of ibadat, namaz. Ka'annaka tarahu, ka as though you saw Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala does not reveal Himself in this world to anyone. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with that great burning desire to see Allah Ta'ala, Allah said, لَن تَرَانِي, you cannot see me, not in this world, that will be in the Akhirah. وہ ایمان آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی ربانی, any ربانی who is a great, great wali, Sufi, where can he reach that level of iman which the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ may reach. All the awliya together, they can't equal the lowest ranking of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What position Allah had given the Sahaba, nobody can reach that position. Tajalli gah jo jaan thi is rooh munawwar se, and the place of the tajalli gah, the place of the tajalli of Allah, where Allah ta'ala's anwarat, where Allah ta'ala's barakat descended, jo jaan thi isi rooh munawwar se, that was because of their lives that were full of this noor. They were munawwar. And so Allah Ta'ala's tajalli came down upon them also. One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, making tahajjud namaz in his house, small house, and his little baby was on the bed in front of him, and just there his horse was also fastened. Very small, that is how they lived. When he was making his tahajjud, as he was reading loudly, then the horse started jumping. And he got afraid that the horse jumping might kick my child, and my child might die. So he dropped his voice, he read softly. The horse also became stable, it stood still. Then again he started reading loudly, again the horse started jumping. This happened for a few times. Then he was concerned. So he finished his tahajjud reading softly. And when he finished, and then he looked up, and he saw a cloud had come down. And it was a complete different type of cloud. Clouds usually float in the air. But this cloud, he saw it's coming down. And it came right close. And then it was filled with light. Like beautiful shining light, it was filled with that. And when he looked up, then the cloud went up again, not floating in the air horizontally, but up again it went away. He went and he mentioned this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam expressed his sadness and his sorrow. He said that your reading of Quran Sharif was so loved by the malaika that they were coming down. It looked like a cloud to you, but it was a lot of malaika that were coming down, and that shining and glowing, what you saw like bright lights in there, this was, that was the anwarat, and they were coming down unveiled. Like you have a beautiful woman, but she's veiled. The malaika are so beautiful also. And they were coming down unveiled in their natural form, beauty. They were coming down. Had you carried on reading that cloud, all that malaika should have come right down to Medina, and all the people of Medina should have the opportunity to see the malaika with their naked eyes and in their original form, with all their great and complete beauty. Malaika come in different forms also. Now in this world, yeah, also malaika come. They come like in a human form. They sometimes come like very poor people, and we think we're just pushing this person away. But we don't know he's a farishta Allah has sent. And Allah has sent him to you for some of his need. Actually, Allah is testing you and giving you an opportunity. But we don't realize it. We don't know who is begging from us when we're stopping at a stop street, at a robot, etc. We don't know. So the malaika were coming in their original form. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the places where Allah's the jalli was coming down upon them. Wo ima aaj kaise pa sakega koi rabbani tajalli ga jo jaat jo tajalli ga jo jaat hi isi ruh-e munawwar se har ek mu'min ko hoti thi ata mi'raj ruhani. And all the mu'min of that time, the sahaba, they were in their namaz, they were granted with mi'raj all the time. Their namazes were not like our namazes. How our namazes are. They used to make namaz any of their needs. They should just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we must make, where we must have the greatest love for the Sahaba. Where we must respect and honor them. Also, we must try and follow in their pattern of life. They followed Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai al-rashideen. Or the sunnat and the way of the Sahaba, of the Khulafai Rashideen, the Sahaba, that we should also try and bring in our lives. Mubarak unki aankho ko, ke jin aankho ne dekhe the, blessed are those eyes. You can kiss those eyes a million times. Those eyes that which Nabi ki chehra anwar par jalwa hai Rabbani. Who that eyes were fixed on the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was munawwar, full of nur. What the nur of Allah Ta'ala, Rabbani. Nur of Allah Ta'ala was, and those who saw that, what is their position? When Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to our country in the 60s, his first bayan was here in Krukasdorf. And his first words he started off with, he said that, of all sitting here, I am the best amongst you. Usually our buzurgs don't speak in that strain. And then he gave his reason. He says, because with these eyes of mine, those buzurgs I saw, none of you saw those buzurgs. Just on virtue of that, which is a fact, that just by seeing those people, the Sahaba, just by seeing the Sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they became Sahaba. The world's great awliya, with all their riyazat, efforts, mujahada, namazas, rozas, everything they can't reach, just that they saw Nabi Sallallahu. So that is the position of our buzurgan-e-deen. Those who saw those people which we didn't see. So what is their position? So the Sahaba who saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can become equal to them. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you give the whole mount of Uhud in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you can't reach that which my Sahaba had given, just a handful they gave. Because of just that one quality, that they were the Sahaba. They saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were in his companionship. Their eyes fell on the beautiful countenance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From there we can understand the position of our great buzur. Those who saw, those who were before them. And as it goes up and up, who and who they saw. Those who saw, for example, Hazrat Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, all his khulafa. They who saw Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Qutb ul-Aqtab, and all those higher than them, And it carries on all the time. Whoever saw who, what is the people of the later times can never equal to those people. Jinhone maal o zar bhi, aabru bhi, jaan bhi de di. These were those people who had given their wealth also. Their wealth and all their riches also. Their respect and honor also. They didn't worry about it. And who gave their lives also. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Yasar ibn Ma'akal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, married his sister to one other sahabi. After some time, he divorced her. And then, the divorce was finished, and then he wanted to remarry her again. But if that was finished, everything, and it is permissible, he didn't give three talaq. It was just one talaq e bain or two talaqs that he had given, and he wanted to remarry her. So Hazrat Ma'akal ibn Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, I gave you my sister, I honored you, I blessed you with her. She was in your house, everything. And then, whatever happened, you divorced. Now you want to marry her again? I'll never ever let you marry her again. Then he went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed. وَلَا تَعْضُلُهُنَّ يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجُهُنَّ, that if they wish to remarry their previous spouses again, which is permissible, it's not in the iddat period. Iddat period is complete and it is permissible, then don't stop them. The command came from Allah Ta'ala. He went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He said, I was very bitter and very sore about it, but Allah has commanded, I completely comply, and happily I give my sister again. The same thing, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had also vowed that he won't spend on Hazrat Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But when a ayat came down, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, don't you love that Allah must forgive you? In other words, forgive him happily. And he used to spend money on him. Now he's doubled the amount. He gave him more. This was the Sahaba radiallahu, that or their feelings also, they completely, they had nothing, they kept back for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their lives were present all the time. Koi janega kya unka maqam e kayf e ihsani, forget reaching their position of darja e ihsan, that is that you are so close to Allah, and ta'budallaha ka annaka tarahu. To reach there, we can't even understand the position. So where can we even ever praise the Sahaba? It is a little, very humble, you can even call it a futile effort that we are making. Where can we praise the Sahaba? And then Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is our Nabi. Allah, we could appreciate it. Today, we want to look like the enemies of our Nabi. And we have pride in looking like the enemies of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we run down people who want to try and follow the sunnah and do for the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Sahaba, what great position they had. Hamisha har sahabi rahi sunnat ka tha shaydai. All the time, every Sahaba had given his life for the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A sahabi has to have an eye operation. The hakim, doctor tells him it is possible, we can treat it, but for a certain period, you can't make sajda. You can't go down. Your eyes, you can't go down and make sajda. He says, my eyes can go, I can't let go one sajda, like how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his sajda. And how many other aspects of the deen, how they gave their lives for each sunnat. Today's sunnats are like means nothing to us in our life. They used to go out of their way, sacrifice everything. A faraz was a very big thing. The small, what we call small sunnat, they wouldn't let that go also. Whatever they do, whatever their life, wherever, what condition, but the sunnah. In fact, if anyone, especially who was under their jurisdiction, in their family, etc., anyone didn't practice a sunnah, they would cut ties with that person. They wouldn't have anything to do with him because he's not practicing on the sunnah. Such was their love for the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتھی ان کی فرزانی. They were like mad people, we will say, but خاک پاتھی ان کی فرزانی. But their intelligence was that nobody could reach, nothing could reach their intelligence. That is, the wisest person is he who follows the commands of Allah explicitly, who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the wisest of a person. Today, unfortunately, we look at it, who is a wise person? Who is the furthest from the sunnah? Who hasn't got time for namaz, he's busy making money. He's busy entertaining himself, entertaining other people. This person has made it in life. He has made a mark in life. The complete opposite. But for them, the intelligence, what the Quran Sharif calls ulul albab, the minds of the people of intelligence. Today, we regard those people as backwards. We regard them as outdated. We regard them as obsolete. They got no place in society. Whereas they are the greatest people. یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوستو شان رسالت کا. Oh my friends, what a miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And who were these people before they became sahaba? What a miracle this transformation. If you have good raw material and you make a good product, well and good. But you got the worst raw material and you make the best product. That is, of course, the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shutarbano ko bakhshe, jisne aada pe jahan bani. That who the people, shutarbano, people of the camels, they were looking after camels, their lives over the camels. Those people who were these down-to-earth people just living with camels, but they taught them the adab, the etiquette and respect of the rulership of the world. Those people who Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to look at himself and say that his father used to reprimand him, that Umar, you can't even look after the animals. What are you going to do in life? What's going to happen to you? And he says, today, at that time, 2.25 million square miles under my rulership. A person who couldn't look after his goats and sheep, and now he's ruling over 2.25 million square miles. And what Allah Ta'ala, all because of submitting to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will bless and honor him also. And those who want to lead Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who want to be in front and lead and go in the other direction, they can think themselves as great bright spark and very clever and very smart, but they got no value whatsoever. Honor is in following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honor is not going in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and getting lost in all different directions. Khuda unse hai razi, aur wo rab se hue raaz. The greatest certificate Allah gave, that I am pleased with you, you are pleased with me. In Jannat, that will be the greatest certificate. When Allah will declare to the people of Jannat, I am pleased with you. And they will be definitely pleased with Allah. And I'll never be displeased with you. That certificate Allah gave the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in this world already. So any Sahabi, forget the highest ranking, the lowest ranking of the Sahaba, we have got absolutely no right to ever open our mouth, our tongues with regard to any one of them in any way whatsoever. Shahadat is haqeeqat par hai khud ayat qurani. And this Allah Ta'ala had declared in the Quran, the greatest kitab, the greatest kalam, the kalam of Allah, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. Laqad radiyallahu anil mu'mineen. Yeah, also the sahaba being, Allah is pleased with the sahaba. بھلا غیر صحابی پا سکے گا مرتبہ ان کا؟ What do you ever can think that any person who is not a sahabi can reach their position? No one else. All together also they cannot reach the position of the lowest ranking of the sahaba. Ke hai mansoos un par rahmat-e haq fazl-e rahmani, because Allah Ta'ala has made mansoos, that is an absolute decree, Allah is past, of the rahmat of Allah and the fadl of Allah. Allah is fully pleased with them. And Allah has fully forgiven them also all their shortcomings. They were also human beings. They could have erred also. But Allah is fully. And once Allah has declared His pleasure for them, we have got absolutely no right to entertain, forget any words, a thought also negative. And blessed is that person who in his heart Allah has instilled the great love of the Sahaba, the great honor of them. Sahaba ki muhabbat ko bhi hum iman samajhte hai. And the love of the Sahaba, we regard it as part of our iman. Our iman is not complete till we don't have the love of the Sahaba. Ke unke dam se ummat ko mili ta'aleem-e-Qur'ani. By their efforts, the ummat got the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif. What this great kitab and the Qur'an Sharif, all the knowledge of dunya also, all knowledge is contained in the Qur'an Sharif. But it is that we don't understand it. Our minds are too short, are too small, are too limited to understand everything what is in what Allah Ta'ala has put in the Qur'an Sharif. Sahaba, just one, two examples. A Canadian doctor, non-Muslim at that time, wrote a book, medical book, on the formation of a baby in the womb of the mother. Everything, how from the start, how the whole procedure goes, how that drop of semen becomes a drop of blood, a clot of blood, then meat, and then the bones, and then all the whole structure, everything in detail. At the end of the book, he said that if there is anyone in the world who can give us more information about the formation of a child, but not from medical resources that we have got, that I've presented it here already, not from any scans or scopes or gynecology or anything that we have got, and I've presented from any other source if anyone can present. A Malaysian doctor wrote to him and quoted the ayats of the Quran Sharif. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, and many, many other ayats, many places Allah has discussed the subject. When he read that, he accepted Islam. He said that 1400 years ago, when the word gynecology did not exist, when there was no sonars and no x-ray machines and no scopes or anything to write so perfectly how the child is formed, which we, after so much of labor, for a mu'min, he just accepts and it's ready for him. But they make so much effort, and if they are guided, they come to the correct conclusion. Otherwise, they come to the wrong conclusion. Man is all the time, he just makes mistakes. But that they, what they realize, what the Quran had revealed long ago. And his book is taught in medical schools still today. He became a Muslim and he explained all. And after that, many other with his experiments, he saw how the Quran, the word alaqa, what it means, and how perfectly he saw in with all the experiments that how it is going through the stages, perfectly how the Quran Sharif explained. So gynecology to its highest level, where till today medical science has not reached, is in the Quran Sharif. Whatever else, any other field you can think of, whether it's about the oceans, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَا, the ocean that where Allah Ta'ala has made a barrier between the two oceans. You go to Cape Town, though we don't go down there. If you go, you see the sea from far. But the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, they meet there. The one Indian Ocean, hot water.
The other ocean, cold water. They just come and they clash with one another and the waters go back again. The same way where river waters flow into the sea. Sweet water and salty water. They just go but they remain separate. Water is water. We mix Zamzam in here, it mixes in here. But these waters don't mix. They just stay separate. All that what they are studied and found out, the Quran described it already long ago. Whatever else you can think of, everything. Jami'ul ulum fil Quran. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, all knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. Walakin taqasara ifhamur rijal. But man cannot reach there. And the stupidity of man, what he could not understand, he denies. He says this knowledge is not in the Quran. Otherwise, all this knowledge is there. His shortage or shortness of understanding, he denies it. A person who didn't taste a mango, he says, no, there is nothing like a mango. Today, if somebody says, there is no fruit like a mango, we always say, he's a stupid person. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, exactly like that, a person who says all this knowledge is not in the Quran Sharif. He's a stupid person. We did not reach there, doesn't mean it's not there. And Allah has also said in the Quran Sharif, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, I will show them. You can call it your scientific investigations, experiments and studies, but I will show you my sign. Everything is, and we have got that kitab, and we become like fools and going to learn the man-made things. We got Allah-made kitab. Allah sent kitab, and we going to man-made things. And which man-made? Mostly atheists. We follow them. We're leaving Allah one side and we're following them. And we know man makes mistakes and Allah is above any doubt of mistake. It's bare adabi to even use the word mistake in the context of Allah. It just does not exist there whatsoever. That Allah gave us. And the greatest kitab, the Quran Sharif.
Sahaba ki hayati ba wafa, tariq iman hai.
And the Sahaba, their loyalty, their complete loyalty is a history of Iman. What loyalty they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one Sahabi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, had him boycotted, and the king of the neighboring countries, Ghassan, sends a letter to him, we believe that your Nabi is ill-treating you, he has boycotted you. Come here, we will marry you, I'll marry you to my daughter, and we will give you great position. But there, he takes that to pay letter, and immediately throws it in the fire. What loyalty they had of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was in a time when he was being boycotted. At a time when everyone was prohibited from even making salam to him or he making salam to anyone. But what loyalty they had. Allahu Akbar. And how many other cases open, not books, not libraries. We don't know what of history of the Sahaba, their loyalty for Islam, for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Jo akhtar de rahi hai raat din peghame imani. Hazrat says that days their lives are giving the da'wah and the message of iman all the time. May Allah let us have love for the Sahaba, revere, honor, respect them, follow them in their ways, and never ever by our actions or by our inferences ever that they were backward people. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Those people, the munafiqeen, and many people, they say that when they are told to live like the Sahaba, they say we must live like stupid people. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا. They are the stupid people. Those who call the Sahaba, anyone who disrespects in any way or any lifestyle behind, besides the lifestyle of the Sahaba. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. If they bring Iman, like you the Sahaba have brought Iman, then they have got Iman. Then they are on hidayah. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they don't, then they are in all types of doubts and just in the, they are lost in the darkness of this world. This is what the condition of the kuffar is. And unfortunately, whether it is the Shias or those people who follow in their pattern and don't regard the life of the Sahaba as the greatest, most honorable, فَإِنَّهُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. They are completely lost. They don't know where they're coming or they're going or what. Unfortunately, whether we regard them as intelligent people, Allah forgive us. Whether we regard them as enlightened, smart people, Allah forgive us. That these people who are so, they are in the filth of istinja all the time. No istinja they make. And we have great respect for such people. And we tell others to follow in their way. Those people who not only they haven't got istinja, they don't know about istinja. They can't make istinja. What have they got in their life? They are filled with dirt and filth. Their outward body, their inward body, their heart, their mind. What do they know who are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Allah give us the honor to become slaves of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who are the slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he, alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. That Allah Ta'ala, on His slave, Allah revealed the kit. The more you become a slave of Allah, the more greatness you get. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram. Allah gave the greatest honor of Mi'raj when Allah uses the word of abdihi, His slave. The more we man tawadha'a lillah, a person who humbles himself for Allah's sake, rafa'ahu Allah, Allah will raise that person. You don't have to be worried of raising yourself. You worry of lowering yourself. And Allah will raise you. And when Allah raises you, nobody can touch you. And if you want to rise up yourself, you are the target of all the jealous people in the world. All the enemies, you become the target and you can't look after yourself. And when Allah is protecting you, nobody can touch you. Nobody can harm you. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.